Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Booker T and the MG bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Jim Blasingame, thanks for staying with us, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete is VP, EVP, Executive Vice President at the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization that I am excited, have been excited to tell you about and proud to tell you about for a long, long time. In fact, even just basically since I've been on the air in the previous century, in the last millennia, I've been telling you about, NTU.org. And the good work that they do. Pete, one of the things you guys are, and thanks again for hanging out with us, one of the things you guys have been working on is shining a light on what's causing us to have all these unbalanced budgets. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, our research affiliate, the NTU Foundation, has since 1991 conducted a study called Bill Tally. What this does is take a look at every single piece of spending legislation introduced in a session of Congress, thousands of bills. This is not just legislation that's voted on. It's legislation that's authored, introduced, co-sponsored by lawmakers. By looking at this raw material of Congress, we get a better idea of where their budget policies will be headed in the future. And the latest analysis for the 111th Congress shows that some of the lawmakers were starting to get the message to pull back on increasing spending, but they've got such a long way to go. It's incredible. Take a look at the bill introduction rates in the House of Representatives. An average of 13 spending increase proposals were introduced for every proposal to cut spending.
When was this done? When did this happen? Are you talking about in this Congress?
I'm talking about the previous Congress.
So
we're tracking that. We're also tracking the first 100 days of the current Congress, and we're seeing trends as well there toward a little more spending cuts being introduced. But we need to get back to the time in 1995, for example, when the ratio of spending bills to raise spending versus cut spending was closer to 2-to-1, almost even. At least then we had the work product of Congress properly focused. But even today, we are seeing huge ratios of legislation that would do nothing but increase the federal deficit.
You know, Pete, in the last half of the 90s, the Congress was controlled by the Republicans. And in a large part of the last decade, Congress was controlled by the Republicans. And so my question is, you know, we had a Democrat president and a Republican Congress in the 90s, and we were able to get to a balanced budget, if you remember. By the time we were attacked on 9/11, we had a balanced budget at that moment. And so now, for most of the last decade, we had a Republican president and Republican Congress, and we weren't able to balance the budget. Now tell me, what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, divided government does seem to produce collaboration on behalf of keeping government from growing as fast. Of course, the divided government has to have the right kind of division. Bill Clinton was a different president
right.
from Barack Obama.
Right,
we
there's
need to
no
remember
question.
That he was the triangulator, the fellow who borrowed ideas from Republicans in order to outflank them sometimes. And Republicans borrowed ideas from him to a smaller degree.
Right.
It worked. Plus, of course, we reduced capital gains taxes. When we got President Clinton to agree to that in 1997, by slowing down spending, cutting capital gains taxes, we eventually got the revenue flows up and the spending growing at slightly less of a hectic rate, and it balanced out.
And if you remember, those are the days when we also had the big reform of welfare.
That's right. And all of those things came together to produce a decent fiscal situation that lasted, well, 3 or 4 years.
It lasted until the fall of 2001.
Yes.
And here's what happened, folks. And Pete, I've been saying this, and I've had some people disagree with me, but I think I'm right about this. Prior to being attacked on 9/11, we had a balanced budget. And I remember I was on the air. I was reporting on this. You were with me in those days, Pete. And I remember that nobody wanted to pierce that balanced budget veil. It was like the third rail. They were afraid if they touched it, they died. And they were all afraid to do anything to pierce that because then they would be seen as a budget buster. But after 9/11, the only way that we could find the money to defend ourselves was, I remember they talked about it, well, I guess we'll have to break the balanced budget veil now, and it's for the right reasons because we're defending ourselves. And ever since then, Pete, we've been off to the races.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
I'm afraid so, because I remember some of the rhetoric from that time.
Yes.
In 2002, for example, the Farm Bill, the one that usually passes billions in agricultural subsidies, it was renamed the Farm Security Act.
Right.
Security was the buzzword, and it was used for everything.
I hate to sound cynical, but I'm not saying that anybody wanted this, but I will say if you're a member of Congress and you like spending money, you know, the 9/11 gave you the license, created the circumstances to allow you to do that. I'm not saying that's what they wanted. I'm just saying that's what the result was. What do you think, Pete?
I'm afraid so, and we've been paying for it ever since. The problem is we've wasted the better part of a decade spending, talking, not doing anything.
Both parties.
Structural entitlement.
Both parties, Pete.
That's right.
Not just Democrats, Republicans and Democrats. And folks,
yes,
we've got another kind of national security we've got to start worrying about. We've got to fight national security the other way, by not spending, by cutting, and it's going to be tough. We're going to talk to Pete Sepp some more after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.